The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Serena Bellissimo is with me, the entertainment journalist David O'Callaghan from the Here Back Again podcast and D-Ready podcaster and cultural commentator with recommendations of what to watch. Actually, we're going to start with something not to watch. So War of the Worlds, David, I saw a headline that said this had debuted on Rotten Tomatoes with 0%.
Yes, and I checked this morning, it's still sitting at 0%.
No one would even give it a
I was thinking, oh, by the time I get to do this, someone will go, actually, it's so bad, I'm giving it a good review. But this is next level bad. Like, this is, and I love bad. It is how bad... Invite your friends, have a bottle or two of wine, and just watch the carnage.
It's that bad.
It is like it's all done in this screen life kind of reality where so everything is your computer screen and your Zoom phone, Zoom and your phone. So that's how it's shot. The aliens look like they were bought in the Eurostore. It's the plot is just terrible. This is H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds, by the way. It's not like some Amazon. The kind of product placement is insane. Like, they're just trying to promote Amazon throughout. It's like, what is happening right now? Ice Cube and Eva Longoria, there are actual real actors in it, can't act. And they do that Star Trek thing where they shake the camera and then they have to pretend
Oh, man.
And
class.
Yes, it's 87 minutes, feels like 4 hours, that I couldn't stop watching. I mean, I just couldn't look away. I was like, what is happening right now?
And like,
it makes sense now because it was made in 2020 during COVID, but was only launched on Friday on Prime Video. And you're like, oh, maybe it should have stayed where it was. But then you're kind of going, no, but this is, it's a beautiful thing, but it's a bad, bad, bad thing.
It feels like since Orson Welles did it for the radio back in the 40s, yeah, and people thought that it was really happening.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Thing, that nobody has actually managed to make something good out of the source material.
Yeah, well, Spielberg made a good one back in the... for what it was, it was better than this.
But it's not sitting up there in Spielberg's
canon. No, it's in sci-fi. There's other ones coming up. That, like, there's much better sci-fi out there. But this, as I said, as a pure treat of badness. Like, it is probably one where you come home. Some people would come home and watch Match of the Day after the pub. Maybe come home and watch this after the pub.
Okay.
There's no football. But it is... I think I've sold it very well.
Yes.
I highly recommend it. But do not go in expecting more than 0%.
War of the Worlds. It's on Prime Video right now. So, Serena, Freakier Friday. That's in cinemas from tomorrow.
Yeah. This is what...
So the premise for people who don't remember Freaky Friday.
So Freaky Friday. Do you remember the 80s, 90s, noughties? It was all about body swap comedies.
I love a body swap comedy.
Yeah.
A mother and daughter, they...
What was the one with Judge Reinhold in it? There was a body swap. Wasn't there?
Oh, 18 again?
Oh,
no.
Someone's got to text in. Anyway, go on. Tell us this one, Serena.
I remember that one. But anyway, so in the original, we saw Tess and Anna swap bodies, mother and daughter. Now, 22 years later, there's mother, daughter. She's got her own daughter and they have...
Vice versa. Vice versa.
Who else was in that one?
Yeah, vice versa.
Who else was in that one?
The kid from Wonder Years.
Oh my God, Fred Savage!
Yeah! Top class.
I don't remember that
one. The one with Steve Martin and Lily Tomlin as well, All of Me, was really good.
I was looking at some of the pictures. They just were amazing, weren't they? Oh, great, 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 great. Sorry, Serena.
So anyway, 22 years later, Anna now has a daughter. She has a soon-to-be stepdaughter. And one day at a bachelorette party, something happens and lo and behold, the four of them change bodies.
Oh,
with
God.
The kids becoming adults and the adults becoming kids. I have to say the person having the most fun in this film is Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, without question. She's fantastic in it.
Isn't she?
But didn't she get nominated for a Golden Globe for the 2003 one?
Did she?
I think so. Yeah, but like she is bringing her all at some. There was points.
She's going to be Jessica Fletcher.
Yeah, true.
No, she's
that's
not.
Right.
Yes.
I thought she denied that because there was such a backlash. So then she came out and said, "Actually, no, I read the room wrong. I'm not doing it."
Oh,
you guys chat amongst yourselves. I'll look at that.
Okay.
But she at points in Freakier Friday, it feels like she is channeling. Ab Fab, the Eddie character. Yeah, because she's just so out there with it. And the physical comedy that she manages to pull off is brilliant.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. And actually, I have to say, seeing Lindsay Lohan give a really good performance again is a joy to behold, because her most recent fare, you might be forgiven for thinking that she was so badly damaged by the kind of furore around her life and her lifestyle in the kind of aughts, that she'd forgotten how to act as a human. Whereas this shows she's still got it. She just needed the right opportunity and the right output for it, I think.
So, Serena?
Sorry, I'm heavily invested. She is going to be Jessica Fletcher.
There you go.
Was she?
The mystery is solved.
Yeah.
But do we need to be? Like, do we need another?
It should have been roughly 27 minutes in there.
Yeah. I know. Damn it.
But do we need another Jessica Fletcher? Can we just not leave that?
It's been ages since the last one.
Just leave that.
No.
I wanted June Squibb earlier in her career. She would have been amazing. But I'm not sure about Jamie Lee, but we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Whether if they lean into the comedy too much, it could go horribly wrong.
Yeah.
That's true.
But she does lean into comedy here and it works. I mean, this film has its flaws, but on the whole, I think fans are going to love it. I'd say more for streaming than the big screen, though.
Okay. You don't necessarily need to go to the cinema to see it in all its glory. It's not an IMAX experience, basically, is what
it's
you're saying.
It's a fun day out, though. I could see kind of mums that love the original maybe bringing kids along.
Mothers, daughters, definitely a day out.
Freakier Friday in cinemas from Friday. So Platonic, you've all seen Platonic, is it? So this is on Apple TV Plus. What is it, David?
It is basically a story of, well, features Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne, who are basically two friends out of college, Will and Sylvia, who are former party pals, who are now navigating their kind of midlife. I suppose it's every episode is a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
And it's kind of that thing of they have partners and they have husbands and it's this weird relationship that they are platonic, but it's car crash stuff. It's like the comedy in this is gold of the highest standard. I mean, you will snort yourself the way through every episode. You will cringe. You will rock back and forth. It's just the first two episodes in this season. There's a dinner party and there's an engagement party. And I mean, you just cannot believe the stuff they get up to. Like,
and each is like awful experiences for the people at both of those parties.
Yeah, it's just. But the amazing thing is, they're kind of people you would love to go out with, but you definitely would need to Irish goodbye the hell out of the place near the end of the night because ends up in carriage. And he has this thing where he just kicks over scooters or anything that's robotic, and it just randomly happens all. But the two of them are. I cannot recommend this enough. I you will just die laughing. Like,
Serena, are you a fan?
I got these in my screeners yesterday and I binged all 10 episodes yesterday.
Sorry, what?
I binged. Well, they're between 25 and 35 minutes long. So very easy to do. I kept telling the kids, I'm really busy. I'm doing something for work. And it's really, really good. And I think it's because not once is there a hint of romantic interest between the two leads. Men and women can just be friends and funny and chaotic. And I love the way that they're looking at midlife. It's not through rose-tinted glasses. It's what's actually happening to us all. And this season especially, we see Rose Byrne's character come out and sort of just go, okay, so who am I? I am now not just a mother, not just a wife, not just anything. Who am I? And I love that. I love that we're seeing her trying to figure out who she is.
Were you a fan of this as well?
Huge fan. And I mean, the writer-director, Nicholas Stoller, a lot of people would be familiar with his work because he was very much part of that sort of Judd Apatow frat pack thing back in the day. And he's co-written this with his wife, Francesca Del Banco. And I think that is what makes such a difference to what Serena was just describing there. Rose Byrne's character is fully formed. She is human. She is flawed. She is funny. She wants more out of her life than she's currently getting.
Mm.
And I think this is heaps better than anything he's worked on before for that reason.
Okay, so this is season two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's on Apple
Plus.
And all episodes are up there now? Oh.
No, so there's two episodes from the first series, from the second series available, but you can go back if you haven't seen the first series.
Yes.
Absolutely do. You can go back and watch the full series.
And it's weekly then?
Weekly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that how Apple tend to do it?
Yeah, they drop two and then one.
All right, okay. So two are up. You can go back and binge all of season one, like Serena, and spend an entire day in August watching TV. And then season two, the two episodes up, and then one a week after that. So Wednesday, this is the other big release. This is Netflix's biggest English language
hit TV show ever.
Mm.
And sorry, I heard that the other day. And is that because of Squid Games?
Yes, Squid Games is number one. And this
is number two.
Ahead of Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh.
It makes sense. It's a bit of a broader church than Stranger Things, maybe.
Yeah. Stranger Things went off the cliff. Let's be honest. It did.
People just go round and round and round Welsh and Wednesday. Well, because it's been 3 years since the last one. So it's just been, well, I watch Wednesday again.
But it's quite dark, isn't it? It
is. Sorry, what's the, Serena, for people who didn't watch at all?
Not me, because it's too dark. So I got to somebody else.
You don't even want to describe the premise of it. It's too dark to describe the premise. It's a kids' TV show.
No, but I didn't watch season one
because it was too dark.
So I watched season two and it doesn't feel as dark.
Did you watch season one, Jade?
I did, yes.
What's the premise of Wednesday?
And I even watched it in hospital, Serena, and it wasn't too dark for me. The premise of it is that it centres around Wednesday Addams of the very famous Addams family.
And she's spooky.
Well,
and creepy.
And kooky. I wish I could click better. But she heads off to boarding school. So it sort of takes the action away from the family home, although her parents and extended family do make appearances in it, with notably Catherine Zeta-Jones doing a fantastic turn as Morticia Addams. And it takes it, all of the kind of main action, the key storylines and everything take place in this boarding school in a kind of New England town that I think might actually be Wicklow.
Wicklow, yeah.
Yeah. And it's all very autumnal and Halloween-y.
So is it all shot around here?
So Charleville Castle in Offaly, Dean's Grange Cemetery in Dublin and Ashford Studios in Wicklow.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So Jenna rocking around. She was at Chapel Roan in the box. She was at Killers with Tim Burton. She was going through every gig she could catch while she was here. Like,
Tim Burton made this as well, did he?
Mm.
Is it any good? So season two just picks up from season one, does it?
Part one. They've done this thing of there's eight episodes and they've released four. Like, seriously, lads. It's on
That means you've made season two and season three. Well, and you're just, they're shorter.
You know, one or the other.
Yeah.
Because season two, part two is out on September 3rd, so it's not my, you know,
okay,
but it's kind of like, oh man, I was getting into the groove and now you've just cut
and
it off.
The plot lines aren't as fully formed then, because you're waiting for the second half of the series
and you're waiting for Gaga to turn up as well,
exactly.
Which she hasn't done in the first four.
But it sort of makes sense because it's like it's allowing the buzz to happen, right? So the first part two, I did watch the first four episodes of part two. You don't have to watch.
You're so brave.
Yeah, well, you don't have to watch season one to understand what's happening in season two. But I think it's smart what they've done, because season one is all about Joanna Lumley hitting it, right? Mm-hmm. So they can do the whole let's promote Joanna Lumley, let's let that live a little bit. Then it dies down and then they've got like 4 weeks in between and then they can do the whole Gaga thing.
And Tim Burton did two of the episodes, directed two of them. So, and they're the one and four, and they're probably the best two of the four.
Mm.
And he even gets to do a little stop motion Tim Burton thing in the middle of it. So you're like, oh yes, I love it. But
that is something about the first series and actually the most recent Beetlejuice film. Tim Burton is kind of leaning back into leaning back into the physical effects that made his early films so brilliant. Mm. And that comes across in this as well, which is cool.
Is it your standard high school fare, but just a slightly students?
It's a load of spooky students.
Yeah, they're all
But is it just the exact same dynamics as every high school movie ever?
No, everybody's been murdered. If Headers is your normal high school, then it's Headers. Yeah, but
okay,
with fantasy. But I know you're saying it's not horror, but it is extremely violent in the sense that people are dropping like flies over the gaff.
Thank you for validating my
there
feelings.
There are a lot of deaths. There's a lot of deaths. So you kind of go, oh, yeah, I forgot how violent it could be. However, I have 7-year-old nieces who think it's the best thing since sliced bread. So it's kind of all done in a comedic slash, oh, well, that guy, yeah, he probably deserved to die anyway. Like,
yeah.
In this season, and I think this is why I can come to this season, there's more of the family. So Pugsley has turned up to the school.
Yeah.
I don't really like Pugsley. I'm not really warming to Pugsley. He feels different to how he's been played in other episodes. You've got more of Catherine Zeta-Jones. Joanna Lumley comes in as grandmama. You've got Uncle Fester, you know. So I think this one's a little bit more about the family as well. Because last season they weren't in it that much.
Is it up already on Netflix?
First four.
The first four are up, and then part two, season two, is September.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. Serena, you wanted to mention Normal People. Why?
Yeah, because it wasn't available to stream, and now it's available to stream on Netflix. So if you want to rewatch Normal People, we all did it during the pandemic. I wonder if
Didn't watch it.
Did you not?
Did you not?
No interest in watching normal people. Do you know the types of people who move from the countryside to Dublin and go to Trinity and turn into that? They're not normal people. They're the worst of people. Oh. They're the worst people.
He's talking trauma.
All right?
They're
the worst people.
This is too close to Kieran Saft.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Safely within the news talk demographic.
They're the type of people that the rest of us in Ireland, outside the M50, spend our lives at the weekends avoiding. You're like, oh, Jesus Christ, your man over there. Come on, we'll go down this end of the bar. And then they make an entire TV show about them. And then, and what's worse, the whole country raves about it.
So not a fan of Sally Rooney's oeuvre in general then, I take it?
Not generally, no. Not generally. But anyway, I'm on my own. I'm a minority.
It's available on Netflix now. You can binge it all again.
Yeah, people can binge it all again.
He's not one of the normal people, you see.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So what is Maria, Dee?
Maria is the fantastic film from Angelina Jolie. She plays Maria Callas, who was this incredible opera singer and diva in the kind of mid-20th century. Really, really famous for kind of the tragedies in her life as well as her incredible career. This catches up with her kind of in her last days when she's in Paris and she's looking back on her life. It's made by the same director who made Spencer about Princess Diana, and also, interestingly enough, Jackie, about Jackie Kennedy, because there was very famously a crossover between Jackie Kennedy and Maria Callas, in that Maria Callas was a long time partner, secret partner of Aristotle Onassis. And only left her, actually, when he finally managed to persuade Jackie Kennedy to marry him. But this is kind of the final in a trilogy of films, really, that explore these incredibly culturally significant women who have deeper and darker real life stories going on in the background. And I think it's the best of them. Angelina Jolie was nominated for an Oscar on the basis of her performance. But I do really feel that this film didn't really get the cut through that it deserved when it came out. And it got quite oddly mixed reviews. And I do wonder if the way it was received in Hollywood had more to do with the messiness of her divorce from Brad Pitt at the time than actually anything about the film itself. But it is available now, from tomorrow on Netflix, and it is well worth a watch.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we had great recommendations. Serena Bidis, my entertainment journalist, David O'Callaghan for the Here and Back Again podcast, D-Ready podcaster and cultural commentator. Thank you all very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.